has a bigger cargo area, so we'll be able to accommodate more baggage, which is sometimes an issue on the PC-12s. We definitely anticipate to continue to grow with the community of Carlsbad and to continue to meet the needs of the community as they are proposed to us. And we appreciate the consideration and the time that y'all have put into the decision.
Questions or comments from the council?
I definitely have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How are you going to take care of your mechanical problems?
Right now, we're actually in the talks of having a mechanical base here. Currently, our mechanics are handled either in DFW or right here on the ramp. We actually had an issue this weekend, and our mechanics, one flew in, and then two others drove in from DFW in order to do that. But they're actually in talks right now to go ahead and just open a mechanical base here at the airport so that we would have that here.
You're just going to have one plane servicing this area, right?
At any given time, so our planes, we only have one plane at any time here or in Albuquerque, which is what this route entails. But in Dallas, there is other planes there. For example, yesterday we were, I worked too many days. My days are running together. In the last 2 days, we did have a delay that would impact us because in the course of a day, there is one plane that services the entire route. It does overnight here in Carlsbad, so they leave here in the morning at 6:30 and go to Albuquerque, leave Albuquerque at 8 o'clock and come here, then leave here at 9:40 to go to DFW. We switch to our PM crew, and then they head back this way at it's 1:05 Texas time. So being that we had a delay due to weather issues in Albuquerque, rather than wait for that plane to be cleared and the issues that we were experiencing, they just had an extra aircraft in Dallas, so we went ahead and launched that so that we could get our afternoon operations back on schedule in the meantime while we were waiting for that plane. So we definitely always try to have a backup plan. Sometimes it takes a little longer. Sometimes we have to repo a plane from Denver where we have other aircraft readily available, but we always have a backup plan.
So you'll have another plane as a backup somewhere?
Somewhere. It could take us anywhere from an hour. Sometimes it takes 4 hours. Sometimes it definitely takes longer than we'd like to get it here, but we do have additional airplanes available. And Mr. Simpson did recently acquire more aircraft, including the Piaggios, so we are steadily increasing our fleet to have more readily available.
So 74%, what will you assume it will be instead of 74?
I don't want to make any assumptions. I can say just from the efforts we're putting forth with these additional purchase of aircraft, that definitely will increase. Of course, we strive to have on-time performance all the time. There are issues that just come about, and we never anticipate it. And it happens, and we deal with it. So,
like the other aircraft, every time there were mechanical problems.
Yes, it is a lot of mechanical issues, and that is why we ourselves, are the messengers. We tell the people above us, look, we're here, we see what's happening, and this is what needs to happen. So we are encouraging them to acquire newer aircraft. A lot of the aircraft that we have are older model airplanes, so we are encouraging them, whenever we make these new acquisitions, to purchase newer aircraft. Therefore, we'd have less problems. And they also are increasing the mechanical crews, the amount of people that we have, so that we have enough hands to cover whatever problems that we acquire.
So there'll be new King Airs, right?
I can't say that there will be new King Airs. I don't know for sure how new the King Airs are. We already have King Airs in our fleet, so we'll be utilizing what we have. Don't know that Mr. Simpson will be purchasing new King Airs, but we definitely have some already in our fleet.
It just seems like mechanical problems seem to get us have problems.
Yes, sir. I understand that, and I completely agree. The mechanical problems do pose, really the mechanical problems is the majority of the issues that we do have. But as I stated, we are increasing efforts to have that not be an issue, and the additional aircraft is a very large part of that. And the second part of that, we'll be having a mechanical base locally to get away from that issue.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. There's a question from the council.
Mayor, I have a question. Are the Piaggios single engine? Is that correct?
Which one, I'm sorry?
Single engine, the Piaggios, is that what you said?
The Pilatus or the Piaggio? Pilatus. Yes, the Pilatus are single engine.
So how many do you plan on buying of those in the King Air if you were to get this service?
Well, being that we already have had this route, we have been servicing it with the Pilatus PC-12. In our fleet entirely, we have 25 PC-12s, and we had 4 King Airs. I believe he just purchased 2 more, and then we acquired also